A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Ayin, Yevamos 70a, pagination 139, starting from midway on the page, the new perek. Ha'orel, a person who's uncircumcised, we're referring to a Kohen. V'chol ha'temeyim, or any Kohen that's tamei, ritually impure. Lo yochlu batruma, they're not allowed to eat teruma. The case of Orel over here, an uncircumcised person, is not necessarily that he's in violation. It could simply be that there's an ailment in the family and it's dangerous to do circumcision in their family. His older brothers have died from it. So we would be cautious for pikuach nefesh, for safety, and we would not do circumcision on him. Nevertheless, there's a problem. And that problem restrains him from eating teruma, just like it restrains him from eating from the Karban Pesach, because he's an orel. Nesheyem v'avdeyem yochlo batruma. But his wife, or his slaves, would be allowed to eat teruma, because intrinsically he remains a Kohen. It's just that there's a problem, either that he's uncircumcised, or right now he's tamei, and therefore the wife, the slaves, can eat teruma, piggybacking on his being a Kohen. The Mishnah continues and says, "Petsua dako churush shavcha," but there's certain types of damage in the genital area, a crushed testicle, or a cut-off male membrane. Hein va'avdeyen yochlu. They and their slaves are able to eat teruma because he remains a Kohen, but Nesheyim lo yochlu, his wife cannot eat teruma because there's a prohibition for such a person with this type of damage to marry in to the Kahal Hashem. It's described in Chumash Devarim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Beis. And therefore, if his wife is with him intimately, after he has this damage, so she becomes a chalala. She becomes a person who lived with someone who's forbidden to her. And therefore, she would not be able to eat teruma anymore. If he was not intimate with her since the time of this damage, they could still eat because they're still married to their husband, the Kohen. So they're allowed to eat, and they have not yet been violated because they were never intimate with someone who's forbidden to them. And that's why, Hare'elu Yochelu, they would be able to eat teruma. In a general sense, this affliction is described as castration. And by way of discussion, there are certain types of surgery that are actually forbidden because there is an iser sirus, a prohibition to castrate man, woman, even animal, to put a restriction on the reproductive potential and to do surgery on those parts of the body is restricted unless there was a specific life-threatening situation or similar. But in general, there is a restriction to do that. And likewise, as we're seeing over here, there's an iser lavo bekohol. There's a prohibition on the man to marry a regular Jewish woman if he has this situation. In Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezer Simen Hay, chapter 5, in the beginning, we learn that such a person with such an affliction is allowed to marry a giyores, a convert to Judaism, because the term Kahal Hashem, someone born Jewish, doesn't apply to her, and that would be a solution for a Kohen as well, even though a Kohen normally is not allowed to marry a giyores. The Mechaber paskins that a Kohen who has such an affliction would be able to marry a Giyotis. We find this idea of Sirus, castration, in different places in Jewish literature. We find, for example, that Rashi in Parshas Miketz talks about Potiphar, the father-in-law of Yosef, according to the way Rashi presents it. Osnas bas Potiphera Kohen On, but in any case, Potiphar, the person who bought Yosef when he came to Mitzrayim, we find the words Nistares me a love. He became castrated, or he did it to himself. Different approaches as to exactly what happened, but it appears that Potiphar had this situation, and that is based in part on the Gemara Sota Yud Gimel that says that Potiphar bought Yosef intending to abuse him as a man, and the Gemara says that Gavriel intervened and was instructed to make this Potiphar damaged. Rabbi Steinberg, in his work on medical halacha, writes that the word suris, which sometimes is translated as castrated man and sometimes translated as a man who is a minister, so he writes that it was common for the ministers in many cultures to be castrated. Whatever their reasons were, in certain applications, they were putting this person in charge of the king's harem, and therefore they did such to him. But in any case, it seems to have been something that was done in certain cultures on a fairly routine basis. And Rabbi Steinberg writes that the words became interchangeable in usage to the point that a high-ranking person was often suris, castrated, and therefore every high-ranking minister ended up being called by this word that was common to be used regarding ministers, a suris. In our usage, suris would end up meaning simply a minister, but it has its origin in this type of activity. Again, going back to the Mishnah, if there's something intrinsically wrong with the Kohen, so we have two different possibilities. One possibility that he's Tamei, in which case his wife and his slaves are going to be able to eat terumah as an extension of his right to eat terumah, even though right now he can't eat terumah. But if the problem is the petsua dako chrushavcha, the suris problem that we're describing, so his slaves can eat because of him, even he can eat because of his kohen status, but his wife, once he's been intimate with her, would not be able to eat, because she has lived with somebody that is forbidden to her. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.